Welcome, everyone, to a special episode of the Design Your Biz Future. Today, we're exploring why data source is the queen of focusing on identifying the right data sources to anticipate skills needs 3 to 5 years ahead. Joining me are esteemed experts who bring unique insights into this critical aspect of business strategy. Welcome. Let's begin by exploring the importance of skills data. Dr. Johansson, could you elaborate on that point with an example from your experience?
Thank you, Ella. It's an honor to be here. Skills data, from an organizational standpoint, is more than just a collection of abilities and experiences. It's the backbone of strategic decision-making. For small export companies, understanding their employees' skills, whether it's technical expertise, cultural fluency, or market-specific knowledge, can determine their readiness to compete in global markets.
Absolutely. Maria, in my experience as a global market analyst, skills data is indeed essential for forecasting trends and identifying emerging opportunities. Small companies often overlook the power of data analytics in anticipating market shifts and positioning themselves ahead of competitors.
I couldn't agree more, and I'd like to add that integrating skills data into business practices from a sustainability perspective helps companies align with environmental and social priorities. It's not just about economic success, but also about responsible growth that considers broader impacts.
As a CEO navigating global markets, I've seen firsthand how skills data drive innovation and operational efficiency. It enables us to adapt swiftly to new demands and expand into new markets with confidence.
Why is it important for small companies to anticipate skills needs 3 to 5 years in advance?
Anticipating skills needs allows small companies to proactively develop their workforce and avoid potential talent shortages. This forward-thinking approach enhances operational efficiency and supports long-term growth strategies.
Moreover, in fast-evolving industries and global markets, having a clear understanding of future skills requirements enables small companies to stay competitive. It positions them to capitalize on emerging opportunities and navigate challenges effectively.
Planning ahead also fosters resilience. By anticipating skills needs related to sustainability, technology advancements, and regulatory changes, small companies can align their business practices with evolving societal expectations and market demands.
Lastly, anticipating skills needs promotes a culture of innovation and continuous improvement within the organization. It encourages employees to develop new skills and stay ahead of industry trends, driving sustainable growth and maintaining a competitive edge.
Where should a small export company source skills data to identify its current skills and competent state?
Small companies can start with foundational sources such as job descriptions, performance evaluations, and feedback mechanisms from employees and supervisors. These provide a clear picture of existing skills and competencies within the organization.
Networking with industry peers and participating in professional associations also offer valuable insights into industry standards and skill benchmarks, helping small companies gauge their current capabilities.
And how can small export companies effectively identify future skills needs?
To identify future skills needs, small companies should look beyond internal sources. Engaging with industry analysts, attending conferences, and monitoring global trends in technology, sustainability, and regulatory changes can provide valuable foresight.
Additionally, collaborating with educational institutions and research organizations can offer insights into emerging technologies and skill sets that will be in demand in the coming years.
How can small companies bridge the gaps between their current skill state and future needs?
Bridging these gaps requires a strategic approach. Small companies can invest in targeted training programs and continuous workplace learning like mentorship initiatives and cross-functional projects to upskill their workforce and align competencies with future requirements.
Continuous monitoring and evaluation of skills development initiatives are crucial. It ensures that the company remains agile and responsive to changing market dynamics and technological advancements.
Let's explore external sources for sourcing skills data. What do you consider high-quality data sources when we talk about anticipating future skills needs of export businesses?
That's a great but extremely difficult question. Job market data, such as job postings, is often cited as a valuable source. These sources provide real-time insights into labor market trends and skill demands, offering a snapshot of current industry needs.
Absolutely. Job market data is invaluable because it's up to date and directly reflects current labor market conditions. It enables companies to swiftly address urgent hiring needs and skill gaps.
Yes, however, the challenge lies in the fact that job ads primarily reflect current skill demands rather than future ones. They typically focus on public advertisements and overlook internal hires and headhunter placements. Moreover, job ads often include information about company values and preferred traits in addition to required skills, which can complicate the extraction of purely skill-related data.
It seems that we must move beyond job market data in this context. What other sources would you recommend?
Beyond job market data, industry reports are invaluable. They provide a comprehensive view of sector-specific trends and skill demands and incorporate insights from key stakeholders and experts within the industry.
Yes, I agree. Research data such as industry reports, market analyses, and academic studies sourced from industry associations, market research firms, or consulting companies offers valuable insights into long-term trends and emerging skill demands across different regions and sectors. Additionally, leveraging research data from reputable institutions and think tanks helps to identify technological advancements and market shifts that will shape future skill requirements.
Absolutely. Amanda, I would also emphasize the importance of investment data, economic forecasts, and government statistics. Understanding where investment flows are directed and how economic trends are evolving can pinpoint growth areas and the corresponding skills needed. Moreover, analyzing export data and trade statistics offers valuable indicators of market expansion and shifts in demand, crucial for aligning skills development with international trade opportunities.
Research data provides valuable insights into broad trends but may overlook the specific needs of export companies, which vary significantly by industry. Local differences such as cultural nuances and regulatory frameworks also heavily influence future skill requirements, aspects that research data may not capture adequately. Moreover, while research data is valuable for long-term projections, it may not swiftly adapt to rapid changes or emerging technologies in the dynamic global market landscape. Investment data often falls short in accurately predicting future skill needs because its primary focus is on financial metrics and economic trends rather than specific workforce capabilities. While it offers insights into economic shifts and industry growth, its direct correlation to skills development and deployment within export companies can be limited.
Great points. What about using Newsflow as a source for future skills needs?
Newsflow can provide real-time insights into new trends, technological advancements, and changes within industries. It helps SMEs stay informed about evolving market demands and how job requirements are shifting.
I agree, Maria. News coverage captures immediate events and updates that reflect changes in skill needs. For instance, reports on emerging technologies, regulatory shifts, or expansions into new markets often provide early signals about the skills that will be in demand. SME can leverage this timely information to pivot their workforce development strategies and capitalize on emerging opportunities.
News data is indeed a valuable source for identifying real-time updates on geopolitical developments, regulatory changes, and industry disruptions, all of which have a profound impact on future skills needs in export businesses. These insights are crucial for guiding proactive adjustments in workforce planning and strategy. However, it's important important to note that while NewsFlow provides timely information, its reliability and depth of analysis can vary widely. Small companies should exercise caution and rigorously assess the credibility of their sources. Cross-checking information from multiple reputable outlets helps ensure accuracy and relevance in anticipating future skills requirements.
Absolutely, Sophia. NewsFlow serves as a valuable snapshot of current events, offering insights into immediate developments such as regulatory shifts, market fluctuations, and emerging technologies. However, it may not always provide a comprehensive understanding of long-term trends or structural changes in the economy that can influence future skills needs. For small companies aiming to anticipate skills requirements 3 to 5 years ahead, it's essential to complement news data with deeper analyses and industry reports that offer a broader perspective on evolving market dynamics and workforce demands.